This is nutrition for Fatima Wells, FATIMAHWELLS. Date of service is 4/21/2025. Date of birth 5/8/81. Date of accident 4/29/2023. Patient Fatima Wells was involved in an automobile accident as a restaurant driver when her car was T-boned on her driver's side. The impact caused her various issues. She has a severe injury to her left shoulder, which has been operated on 3/20/2024 by Dr. Gilliard. Now she also has multiple issues in her right knee, and that is making her difficult to walk up and down and otherwise. She is looking forward for a surgery for the right knee as well. In addition, she has a pain in the neck, which is 8, and lower back pain is 9 to 10. That is shooting down to her both buttocks, both legs, up to the knee. Almost constantly, sometimes it is pain and numbness, sometimes mostly pain. The MRIs have been found positive for multiple disc involvement, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and in the cervical spine, C5-6 disc is herniated, and because of that, she is experiencing pain. We have discussed about having a surgical opinion and spinal cord stimulation device installed. Currently, her pain level is between 7 to 9. ADLs are affected 8. And 50% relief is reported by the patient so far with the conservative treatment, including injections. Please review the records for the ADLs and for the system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. The maps have been reviewed and the labs have been reviewed and new labs have been ordered. Patient is found to be in compliance and she is having some family problems. So she has been provided with a medications, Narcote 325, 7.5 milligram every 12 hours for 30 days, 60 tablets, so that she did not have to come back soon. In addition, patient was provided an injection intra-articular to the left knee using Markin and dexamethasone. Medical indications are based on chronic pain and history of meniscus tear and ligament tear and possible arthritis. The injection was done to relieve the pain and bring healing and decrease the need for surgery. The injection was done according to protocol. 5 cc's of dexamethasone with Markin was injected. No bleeding was noticed. A Band-Aid was applied. Patient reported complete relief of pain, and that will be the end of the patient. Her other medications are continuing as she was seen on 4/3/2025, which include Celebrex, Flexibil, Acifex, Xanax, Zoloft, Nerontin, and Lidocaine ointment. She has been discontinued from physical therapy as physical therapy has not helped her much lately, and she has achieved a maximum relief in the therapy. Thank you.